This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military reported Monday carrying out overnight raids against buildings and a launch site used by Hezbollah militants in southern Lebanon, the latest in cross-border clashes between the two sides that have raised concerns about a wider regional conflict. In neighboring Syria, state media said Monday suspected Israeli airstrikes killed at least 14 people and injured 40 others. The report said the strikes targeted military sites in central Syria. Meanwhile, UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk told a session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva Monday, ending the war in Gaza and averting a full-blown regional conflict is an absolute and urgent priority.
Equally, the wider situation of illegality across the occupied Palestinian territory deriving from Israel's policies and practices, as so clearly spelled out by the International Court of Justice in its advisory opinion in July, must be comprehensively addressed. States must not and cannot accept blatant disregard for international law.
Turk highlighted the horrific Hamas attack on Israel, the forcible displacement of 1.9 million Gazans, the 101 Israelis still being held hostage in Gaza, and deadly and destructive operations in the West Bank that are worsening a calamitous situation. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, said Monday the IAEA would take up nuclear discussions with Iran's new leadership in the not-too-distant future, following the deaths of Iran's president earlier this year, which caused a pause in the UN agency's talks. IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi told a meeting of the agency's Board of Governors in Vienna Monday he's been in touch with Iran's new president.
As you know, we exchanged correspondence with the new president, which seems to be very constructive and open to an engagement with the agency and with myself, which is indispensable. We have to get to know each other, to understand each other, to listen to each other.
This is VOA News. Asia's most powerful storm so far this year, Typhoon Yagi, marched across northern Vietnam over the last few days, killing dozens and inflicting widespread damage to infrastructure and factories as it turned westward. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Widespread damage could be seen in the Vietnamese capital Hanoi on Monday, with downed trees covering the streets and signs ripped from their hoardings. The typhoon swept across Vietnam's northeastern coast on Saturday, cutting power to millions, flooding highways and disrupting telecommunications networks. This usually busy bridge in Phu Tho province was swept away. Authorities said initial investigations suggested there were 8 vehicles on the bridge when it collapsed. Despite being downgraded to a tropical depression on Sunday, Yagi has brought a halt to economic activity in many industrial hubs. Managers and workers at industrial parks and factories in Haiphong, a coastal city of 2 million, said on Monday that power was out and equipment was being salvaged from the rain.
That's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. As the U.S. Congress is back in session this week, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is warning passage of a 6-month temporary spending bill rather than a full budget package would have widespread and devastating effects on the U.S. Defense Department and the military. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Austin wrote in a letter Sunday to key members of Congress that passing a continuing resolution that caps spending at 2024 levels rather than taking action on the proposed 2025 budget will hurt thousands of defense programs and damage military recruiting just as it's beginning to recover after the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has teed up a vote this week on a bill that would keep the federal government funded for 6 more months. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Disaster Management Agency in Nigeria's north-central Niger state has reported at least 48 people died Sunday when a fuel tanker collided with a truck carrying travelers and cattle. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The Disaster Management Agency in Niger state said the tanker had collided with a truck carrying travelers and cattle. A spokesperson put the death toll at 48 and said officials were still trying to clear the scene. One emergency worker said they didn't know how many animals were involved and were still trying to extract them from the wreckage. Several other vehicles were also caught up in the accident, the Disaster Management Agency said.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.